Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. It's time now to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. We say good morning to Jim Van Stone, President of Business Operations and Chief Commercial Officer at Monumental Sports and Entertainment. JVS, good morning.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it. Hope you're doing well.
Of course. On the one hand, congrats on staying in Washington, D.C., inking a deal with Muriel Bowser and the district to stay in D.C. until the year 2050. But it must be a little bit bittersweet, too, because the plans were to move to Virginia, have the bigger footprint for Ted and his big vision. But you ultimately strike a deal to stay in D.C., keep the Caps and Wizards in D.C. Take us through those final hours, how the deal got done.
Cool. Well, you know what? I will say, and a great credit to the mayor and the city council and everyone. I mean, we're a standings and memories business. And at the end of the day, you know, the city won and they stood on top of the standings. And we're excited. I mean, we've got 27 years of great history here, you know, at Capital One Arena. We're going to have many, many more. And, you know, at the investment levels of what we're talking about, basically, we're going to have a brand new building within these four walls and the opportunity to expand with 200,000 square feet at Gallery Place. And if you look at that, I mean, that's the equivalent of 5 acres. So we're not talking about that big of a difference, you know, in terms of both projects. And, you know, the one thing on the memory side of our business, as you guys know, look at the last 2 weeks that we've had here at Capital One Arena. We had NC State winning the ACC. We've had, you know, many Wizards wins over last week. We've had a lot of great Capitals wins. We had Zach Bryant on, you know, Monday night, over 20,000 people. I was shocked at the amount of kids that were actually there, and a lot of mothers and daughters, and, you know, mom supporting Monumental. And it's just been a great couple of weeks. So this deal coming together at the last couple of days, I think it's been an epic moment for us, and we're happy to be here in the district moving forward.
So when the city gives you guys $515 million, how quickly does that transaction happen? And then how quickly do you guys start making renovations to the arena?
No, that's a great question. So, you know, I would say we've been kind of in the planning and visioning, you know, phase for really the last couple of years, you know, both at Capital One Arena and then as some of the conversations, you know, happened over in Virginia. So, I mean, we always had, you know, first and foremost, a huge focus on the fan experience and what we could do to better that, you know, with really, you know, a modernized building from that standpoint. So we've been having these visioning sessions the last couple of years, and, you know, we're really proud. We work with, you know, an architectural firm called Gensler. It's got some big offices here in D.C. You know, Clark Construction is, you know, our construction partner. So we've always had, you know, really thoughts of how we can transform, you know, this building and really make it, you know, truly a world-class, you know, experience for us. So, you know, as far as, you know, the money, I mean, you know, we're excited. We think we can really do a lot of unique and different things. And, you know, with that 200,000 square feet of space that we're going to have, I mean, you know, that's not going to all be public facing. What it allows us to do is capture some of the existing footprint of the building and repurpose some of the behind the scenes, you know, pieces. And, you know, through the ideas and thought process of, you know, our team here at Monumental and Gensler and Clark, you know, we think we're going to be able to really transform, you know, some things. I do think it's going to be probably, you know, a 3-year process for us. You know, we're hopeful that, you know, we can start to do some demo work, you know, over the next 12 months. We're going to be doing our planning, but my guess is it's probably going to be, you know, a phased process that we're looking at over the next 2 to 3 summers.
Jim, you're clearly a forward thinking and positive guy, and you're looking forward to the future in D.C. now. But were you surprised by the political and public backlash that was created by the proposed move to Potomac Yard? And what was Ted specifically, you know, like hurt by that?
You know, I don't think we're hurt. We're competitive people. We know that everything is, you know, a process, and, you know, there's, you know, ebbs and flows of every negotiation you have. Like, there's ebbs and flows of every game, you know, that our players play in. So we knew there was going to be, you know, a process back and forth. We can't thank the governor enough. Mayor Wilson of Alexandria, tremendous. The city council of Alexandria, tremendous. And, you know, they saw the vision of new jobs in Virginia. They saw, you know, the opportunity of new tax dollars, and, you know, they were all in, and, you know, we were going at it very hard, along with having the same conversations in the district. So, you know, we feel really good about what the outcome is, and, you know, it's always a process as you go through, you know, these things. And at the end of the day, I mean, you know, a credit to the mayor and the head of the council and the entire city council in D.C., and we're here to stay, which is going to be great for our fans and, you know, great for the future.
Talking to Jim Van Stone, president of business ops and chief commercial officer at Monumental Sports. So I was just watching I didn't watch the entire press conference yesterday, but when I was watching it, Ted said something interesting. I want to get your take and reaction to it. He says, "It's a great day and I'm really relieved. I had a difficult conversation with Mayor Bowser and Phil Mendelson. We can still be friends. Let's take the high road." Just wondering what you took from that.
You know what? That it's never over. And you know what? I mean, I think the city was determined to keep us and, you know, kept those conversations open throughout the last couple of months in that process. And, you know, I mean, Ted is about, you know, really, you know, making opportunities and creating memories. And, you know, you got a lot of battles as you go through these processes. But at the end of the day, you know, I think he felt relieved in the fact that we've got great history here. Let's look back, you know, 5-6 years ago. I mean, the Caps winning the Stanley Cup right outside this building. I mean, it was pretty electric. I mean, so, you know, and the big parade on the Mall. I mean, there's certain memories there that you never want to let go. And, you know, I mean, it was a process going back and forth. But at the end of the day, you know, I think he's relieved because now we've got kind of a direction to go and what the next steps are in terms of revitalizing this neighborhood, being really the engine that really, you know, gets this neighborhood to run again. And you know what? We're excited about the opportunity.
Jim, are there any specific improvements that immediately come to mind for you as far as modernizing Capital One Arena? Like what some of the first upgrades might be? Because when I walk in, I don't look around and say, man, this place really needs a sprucing up. Like, I think Capital One Arena looks pretty good when I walk in, but I'm not coming at it from your eye, from the operational, you know, side of it. Like, are there certain things that jump out to you? Like when you go to an arena that's been built in the last, say, 3 to 5 years compared to Capital One, it's been around for a while. Like, are there certain things that jump out at you that might not jump out at the average fan? I'm putting myself in the average fan's shoes.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. And you know what, probably for the most part, you know, 70% of our fans actually really just attend sporting events or concerts here, you know, at our arena, don't travel around the country to see all these new buildings, you know, and the transformed buildings will really, you know, create a major difference. For us, it's going to be about the arrival. You know, ingress, egress is going to be a big part of what we want to, you know, focus on, and really having hopefully a grand pavilion, you know, and gallery place down the line really opens up that opportunity. I mean, vertical transportation of getting it to every level of the building from the event floor level to the fourth floor is going to be really important for us. You know, from that standpoint, having social spaces. I mean, you know, we want every one of our clients to have the ability to socialize in a really big way. Getting some of the square footage of what we're going to do is going to allow us to open up the concourses, you know, to have more destination spots, social spaces, you know, premium seating. We have people that have a really big appetite for, you know, unique programming experiences. I think that's going to help us. You know, we're going to transform the culinary experience. So, you know, I do think this is going to be, and our vision is basically a brand new building within these four walls. And, you know, we've got some work ahead of us on that end. And, you know, the good thing is, you know, I mentioned Gensler earlier. They've done some of the biggest and best buildings out there in terms of a design standpoint. So, you know, we think we're in a really good direction moving forward.
So with that extra 200K of space and gallery place, is Ted's vision of what he saw in Alexandria with the 12 acres, is this going to be just like a more shrunken down version of that? Like, is he happy with what Capital One is going to morph into with the extra money and the extra space?
You know, we think we're going to have a perfect amount of land. I mean, you know, and we think we're going to be able to do some things that we had planned on doing over there, you know, in a really robust and different way. And the one thing that we can change is the zip code of where this arena is going to be. And we're a mile from the Hill, a mile from the White House. I mean, three blocks from the mall. We can make this, you know, really, I think, the preeminent building in the country. And, you know, that's going to be our goal. We've got a lot of work ahead of us from that standpoint. And, you know, when we talk about the amount of land, I mean, the one thing that we really didn't talk about within the space that we're describing is a future Wizards practice facility. And, you know, we've got visions of having the best in the NBA from a practice facility standpoint and, you know, supporting our players in a really robust way. So, you know, I think we've got the space that we needed. You know, that was a big driver in terms of, you know, our decisions to stay here. And, you know, I think Ted said it best yesterday. I mean, you know, we have this whiteboard that we talk about within our group. And, you know, we constantly over, you know, each week evaluate where things are moving from a business standpoint. And, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, things really started to shine for the district. And, you know, we're able to capitalize on some of the things that we really desired. And, you know, we ended up getting the outcome that we needed.
Jim, I know that Potomac Yard was the goal in Virginia, especially sure. because of where it was, right on the river and big open space there. Was Maryland ever in play just over on that side of the river?
So I do think you have to give credit to the entire region. I mean, you know, what Governor Moore is doing in Maryland in terms of supporting, you know, the sports teams and knowing how much a difference they make to a local community, you know, I think is second to none. So we've always had great conversations with every jurisdiction. I mean, you know, our home in the district, I mean, the mayor has always been active in, you know, conversations with us and wanting to support us. And, you know, Governor Youngkin's vision in Virginia, you know, I mean, you know, I think was phenomenal. And he was, you know, a big advocate. And there was a lot of people from the city of Alexandria that supporting. So I feel like, you know what, every jurisdiction loved sports and really wanted to do it. And, you know, unfortunately, in some of the situations in Virginia, you know, we got caught up in politics. And you know what, that happens from time to time. But you know what, the one thing is people forget state senator races. People never forget wins and losses in sports teams.
Are there any events that Capital One hasn't been able to host that now, like these upgrades and refurbishing is going to help you guys land? Because I know you guys are super aggressive as far as booking concerts outside of obviously the Caps and Wizards schedule. Is that going to impact anything going forward?
Well, I will tell you one thing we are bullish on and hopefully is in the cards. It's been a long, long time. Is talking to our partners at the leagues and hopefully we get NBA and NHL All-Star games here in the district, you know, in time. I mean, you know, we want to continue to bring world-class events here. I mean, we're fortunate enough that we're one of the busiest concert buildings in the country. That's not going to change at all. And, you know, I think this past year we did 60 concerts. So, you know, we think we're always going to be, you know, first choice for many of these major events, national tours. And, you know, if there's opportunities for us to bring, you know, programs like the All-Star Games here, I mean, that's a full week of destination for, you know, the travel and tourism industry here in D.C.
Now that this is all over, JVS, are you kind of just relieved because you kind of were going back and forth for weeks, for months? Didn't, you know, obviously the political hurdles were difficult and really not in your ballpark, but Ted had to deal with that. But are you just glad it's over?
You know, I think what I'm glad about is that we kind of have finality, but I think more importantly, I think I'm excited about, you know, what we're going to vision and build out here and help transform the experience of all the sports fans in the DMV. And I think we're going to be able to do that in a robust way. And, you know, this building brings in annually, you know, 2.5 to 3 million people a year. So, you know, we want people to come here and say, hey, you know what, that was the best building I've ever been to, and I had an amazing experience. So now begins the fun part. I mean, now begins the process of, you know, hopefully in the future showing rendering, showing new seating concepts, showing new, you know, social spaces for people, expanding our culinary and retail footprint. So I think we've got a really great opportunity ahead of us, and now the fun begins. And you know, I'm also excited about, you know, as we even really think about the exterior of the building, how that makes such a difference in terms of, you know, the architecture here in Chinatown. And, you know, I think there's a lot more fun to come.
Jim, any concern from Ted as far as like, it seemed like moving this team to Virginia and getting that land and expanding everything kind of was like his legacy maybe hinged upon it. Is that something that affects him or is this a good resolution for Ted?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No, I you know what? I think Ted at the core of who he is, and it's funny internally. I've always joked, I've worked for him for nearly 17 years, and he's the best customer service rep that I have. I mean, he wants to surprise and delight, a lot of fans. And, I think, his whole focus is customer experience, and, it's what's made him successful building businesses. It's what's made him successful from a philanthropy standpoint and supporting causes in this region. And, I think his legacy has already been personally cemented, and, I think this adds to it. I will say we want to win more championships, so I hope that legacy extends for, a lot more success on our sports team side of it. But, Ted's an icon in this market and, the DMV. And, I think at the end of the day, like I said up front, we're all about standings and memories. And if you look at Ted's legacy, his standings and memories, I think a lot of people would be envious of. So, I think this is going to be a great opportunity as we kind of move forward. And, I think he's going to be very proud. I mean, as, we finish completion of this project and, what it helps from, a fan standpoint, I think is going to be tremendous. The other thing that, is just not factual information that's out there a lot of times is that sports teams and venues like this don't drive economic development. That's the biggest fallacy that's out there. I mean, I think since this building's opened, we generated almost $800 million in taxes. I think in 2023 alone, it was almost $55 million. So, we're going to be happy. The legacy of Ted is going to, remain best in class like it is. And we're going to transform this experience for the fans and our customers.
Wizards and Caps staying in D.C. until the year 2050. Congrats on closing that deal. Thanks, Jim. We appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing you at Capital One Arena. We got a lot of good events coming up. So you guys, just let us know whenever you want to come out.
Well, love the private parking.
We're certainly not shy on that. You know that.
Love the Caesars. Love it all.
You know, what's good about you guys is you are my secret shoppers. I tell everyone. I mean, you tell me about parking, what works, what doesn't work. You tell me about the food, what you like, what you don't like. You tell me about the good seats and the bad seats. I mean, but you guys are across the board. You guys are sports guys. You're music guys. I mean, the family entertainment piece. So you guys give me some good
Jim's
feedback.
That's Jim's nice way of
it.
Saying we hit him up for a lot of different events. So that's kind
I didn't
of the way
say that.
I love the fact that you've never said no, JVS.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that's who we are at Monumental. We don't say no to anyone. I mean, I think there's always a way of figuring things out. And you know what? A great credit in closing to Mayor Bowser. I mean, she figured out a way for us to continue to say yes. And you know what, we've got a good road ahead for all of us.
Definitely.
All
right, Jim, bro. Thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again
thanks,
soon.
Fellas.
See you, man.
That's Jim Van Stone, President of Business Ops and Chief Commercial Officer at Monumental Sports and Entertainment. Don't forget, coming up later in the show at 8:45, we'll be joined by Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals. That's coming up at 8:45 here on The Junks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.